The following podcast is for information purposes only and is not suitable for retail investors.
Hello and welcome to your Chat of the Week podcast. Today is Thursday the 13th of July and I'm once again joined by Lorenzo Laposta.
Hello Ben, thank you for having me.
Now, over the past 18 months or so, we've heard almost nothing except how interest rates are heading higher and the rate cuts that keep getting predicted have been pushed even further back as economic activity keeps surprising to the upside. But for the first time in months, we've seen a rate cut from a major central bank. Lorenzo, what on earth is going on out there?
That's right, Ben. With almost every major economy seeing interest rates continuing to go up and up and up, even a small rate cut is actually big news. And I'm glad about that because this rate cut is about as small as it gets. The People's Bank of China, which is the monetary authority for the world's second largest economy, cut its medium-term lending facility by 10 basis points. It's quite extremely small, isn't it? This marks the first change of one of its key interest rates since an equally small cut almost a year ago. It'd definitely be fair to suggest that 10 basis points is really unlikely to make much of a change, but the move has led to a higher than proportional level of interest as it signals to markets that China is actually becoming increasingly concerned about its disappointing economic performance since its reopening on the back end of last year. So while a 10 basis point cut is really not going to suddenly reinvigorate the economy or anything like that, there is further stimulus expected, and whether it's monetary or fiscal, but that's what markets are focusing on right now.
Okay, but we've been discussing China's underwhelming year so far and the potential possibility of stimulus from the authorities for quite a while now. What is it that's finally caused this response, however small it may be?
Yeah, it's certainly true that China has been underperforming relative to expectations, but missing expectations doesn't necessarily mean a bad performance per se. But even after a slowish start of the year, economists were still predicting that momentum would continue to pick up in China as the economy was expected to actually achieve the 5% growth target that it had been set. But instead of picking up, that momentum actually has faltered. We've seen growth of key metrics like retail sales or industrial production actually weaken, even despite last year's very low base, very low starting point. So exports even, that are very important to the Chinese economy, actually fell year on year in May, probably due to other economies struggling under the weight of their own high rates, their own consumption problems. And so with momentum already stalling and headline inflation coming in at exactly 0% as of the last reading in China, so right on the edge of deflationary levels, it's clear that Chinese authorities now believe that some sort of intervention may be possible and necessary.
Right. So momentum didn't pick up as much as hoped, and so now some action is needed. But if last month's teaser rate cut, as we're going to call it, was just an indication of things to come, what might we be able to expect in terms of more significant measures later on?
It's difficult to tell exactly what to expect, but certainly I think it's unlikely that we're going to see again this kinds of ultra-loose policy that we saw in some Western economies recently. China is certainly wary of the inflationary consequences of that particular strategy, as we've seen this year and last year, and has had some troubles within its own property market, for example, due to excessive levels of support. So while the People's Bank of China has more freedom to implement stimulus than elsewhere, it's not likely to be anything extreme. We think that some more targeted fiscal policy is more likely. We've already seen some tax breaks in certain areas, and currently youth unemployment and the property markets are still the key problem areas for the country. So they might just be able to target those specific parts of the economy. However, with investment into the country stagnating due to the difficult regulatory environment and obviously the disappointing total returns that we've seen over the last 12, 18 months, it's possible that more than just some monetary and fiscal stimulus is required to help change China's fortunes.
Well, Lorenzo, as always, thank you for fantastic insight. Looking forward to talking next week.
Thank you, Ben. Speak next week.
For professional advisors only. The views expressed are those of Momentum Global Investment Management at the time of recording and are subject to change without notice. Momentum Global Investment Management has used all reasonable efforts to ensure the accuracy of the information contained in this communication, but we cannot guarantee the reliability, completeness, or accuracy of the content. This podcast is for information purposes only and does not constitute investment advice or an offer or solicitation to buy or sell. Momentum Global Investment Management, company registration number 3733094, has its registered office at the Rex Building, 62 Queen Street, London, EC4R1EB. Momentum Global Investment Management Limited is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority in the United Kingdom, registration number 232357, and is exempt from the requirements of Section 7(1) of the Financial Advisory and Intermediary Services Act 37 of 2002 in South Africa, in terms of the FSCA FAIS Notice 141 of 2021, published on the 15th of December 2021. For complaints relating to Momentum Global Investment Management's financial services, please contact distribution services at momentum.co.uk. Your capital is at risk.